Hello Sagittarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, October the 1st and the whole week ahead. There's a glorious new moon in Libra and for you this is your 11th house of the future. So in a kind of way your future starts here. So what a good time for you to look at your hopes and wishes and dreams and see those which you should pursue and those things you should forge ahead with. It's a great time for you now to set yourself a deadline when you can achieve something that you've always wished for. Here's your Sunday stars. Yesterday's new moon links now to Uranus in Aries, and that's lovely. It's sparky, it's feisty. You might also feel rather fidgety. You might feel that you want to do new things with your life and go new places and basically leave the past behind you. That's not a bad thing. But equally, because Uranus is involved, does mean that you should take a calculated risk, not a reckless one. Here's your Monday stars. Lots going on in your 12th house of the psychic and the spiritual. So don't be at all surprised if this week there's some kind of anniversary, maybe the passing of a dear one, the dear departed, but you will in some way realize that they're still with you. It may be a memory, it may be a smell, it may be a piece of music, it may be something that just happens and you realize the connection is still there. Heartwarming stuff. And here's your Tuesday stars. Well, with the Sun linked to Saturn in your sign, this is good stuff. The Sun's in Libra and Saturn's in your sign, so we're talking from the 11th to the 1st house, and this is so good. It's not only looking towards the future in a dogged and very reliable and responsible way, so doing things where you build foundations rock solid, so you build something that is never going to be knocked down. But it's also listening to the words of someone who will be called an expert or a professional. Here's your Wednesday stars. With Mars linked to Jupiter, your ruling planet, there's always a need to be careful because this is daredevil stuff. This is road rage. This is accidents that can happen when you least expect them. Why? Because this is a clumsy, accident-prone aspect. And the one thing I'm going to say to you now, whether it's money or whether it's your future, whatever you're doing, take no risks or chances. Here's your Thursday stars. Well, the moon's in now in your sign, and there is a whole link now to different planets. They're not bad at all. It's only the square to Neptune, where you do have to be a wee bit careful because you could be confused over something. Don't do anything until you've heard both sides of a story or before you've got all the information. Otherwise, these stars are pretty neat for you to do things for you and to take a step forward in life. Here's your Friday stars. With Mercury in your 11th house, do look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life, Mercury in the 11th. This is ideal for making new friends, joining a new club, a group, or a society. And it's not just for the sheer pleasure of it, no. I think that you need to get involved with a new circle of friends to make new friends. And that means perhaps broadening your prospects when it comes to meeting new people and belonging to a new club. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.